Welcome to the special showcase show of Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next few minutes, we will play some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. But before we play or discuss any hits or should have been hits today, please indulge me for a brief moment or two as I explain how my show came about and what we hope to accomplish with this project in general. First of all, I have been a radio fanatic my entire life. I can remember as a first grader fine-tuning the dial of my dad's portable Zenith radio late at night, trying to hear the final seconds of an Ole Miss football game. Or running into my grandfather's house on a Sunday afternoon, anxious to listen to the St. Louis Cardinals with him on the radio. I can remember my grandfather showing me these special bands, SW1 and SW2, that went beyond AM and FM and could receive broadcasts from places like Buenos Aires and the Netherlands Antilles. Then, in 1973, when I was 10 years old, I got a really nice radio as a Christmas present, and it literally changed my life. It had a single mono earplug, which meant that I could listen to it anytime without anybody else hearing it. With that radio, I could easily pick up WMPS, my favorite station from Memphis that, up until that time, I could only hear in the car. Within a day or two, I discovered WLS out of Chicago and John Records Landecker. And then came American Top 40 and the greatest radio host of them all, Casey Kasem. Listening to American Top 40 as a kid, I was just as intrigued by the song that was in last place at number 40 as I was the number one song. While I certainly wanted to know what was at number one, I always wanted to catch the show from the very beginning, because the song in last place at number 40 might be new and on the way up, or it might be something that just a few weeks ago was in the top 10. Or it might be that rare record that hit number 40 for 1 week and then disappeared. And so, for that reason, even though my show is only an hour long and I cannot possibly fit 40 selections within that time frame, we feature a real number 40 from the past in every episode. The charts that I research on a regular basis include Billboard, Cashbox, Record World, Radio and Records, and then several from England, Canada, and Australia. Let's start today with a record that actually reached its peak at number 40, but has lived on, receiving airplay these days as if it were a top 10.
It's alright if you love me. It's alright if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you own. There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. Is it all there is to say?
Thank you.
unbelievably peaking at number 40. That was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and Breakdown, a song that Tom's label mate Dwight Twilley heard the band rehearsing at the studios of Shelter Records. When he heard Heartbreaker Mike Campbell accidentally play a certain passage on lead guitar, Dwight told Tom that they should base the song around Mike's improvised riff. Tom agreed, and the rest is history.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 20.
Each week on Alt Universe Top 40, we transition from a real number 40 to a selection that never made the chart at all, but should have traveled at least halfway up the charts. Let's hear a tiny bit of one of our proposed number 20s, a selection from that very first episode of the show. This is a wonderfully produced 80s solo project by Danny Hutton, one of the three vocalists from that seven-member hit-making rock group from the 70s, Three Dog Night. Those were the Danny Hutton hitters, and their cover version of Nick Kershaw's Wouldn't It Be Good, a track that should have been released as a single and should have reached number 20 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Radio and Records. One thing that I always loved about 70s AM rock and pop radio was the station jingle. WMPS had a great one, as did WLS. Of course, American Top 40's jingle was practically perfect, and they were certainly not shy about using it, or modifying it to be an instrumental sometimes. One thing WLS used to do was to play the sound effect track On the Run from Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon in the background when one of their jocks took a call, or when they did a station promotion. It is what you're hearing behind my voice right now. Normally, in each show, I use On the Run as a background when I read reception reports from our listeners around the world.
Alt Universe Top 40.
I never realized just how perfect those little details like jingles and background music were until the older episodes of American Top 40 were remastered and repeated beginning about 10 years ago. One day, I listened to an entire show while driving and was amazed by a Wayne Newton record that was lodged right in the middle of a chart full of progressive rock and up-tempo funk. It struck me that in every old countdown, there would likely be at least one song that sounded out of place, since time and tastes had changed the musical landscape. Blogging had just become a thing then, and I decided to write a blog and call it Alt Universe Top 40. The idea then was to analyze each Top 40 countdown and remove one song that didn't belong and replace it with a single that should have been awarded its place, simply because it is a better song. Here is a song that I mentioned in my blog more than once, Rock and Roll Girl by The Beat.
I went down to check out the local disco show. I saw the people dancing on the floor. I wish there was an easier way, hey, hey, to meet the girls of today. And if I had a chance, this is what I'd say.
A selection that should have, at the very least, reached number 10 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World, that was The Beat and Rock and Roll Girl.
Modern and Great should have reached number 8.
Once I actually started blogging, I secured the web address www.altuniversetop40.com. I was proud of my idea and started expressing my opinion, eager to fix the chart mistakes that the general public had made. I often tried to use humor to explain why a certain song should be kicked off the charts, but I soon found out that what I considered funny sometimes came across as condescending or elitist. After reading one of my blog posts, a friend of mine from my own music days asked me why I was so bitter about music. I was shocked because I never intended to be negative, but without the context of the music playing in the background, the mere words on a computer screen were empty and, yes, almost bitter sounding. So I took the post down, and that was the end of that.
Ice cubes are melting from the warmth of her hands as her fingers squeeze so tightly around this barroom glass. One more drink won't cool her down. She found this place and his disgrace just driving round this town. He's dancing while her heart aches. How do you reflection, it was tearing her apart. It's now and never the same showdown.
Was a snippet of a song that is modern and great and should have reached number 8, How Do You, by Leslie Craig.
Number 5.
A moment ago, I mentioned the radio station ID jingles that I loved to hear as a kid. If I was going to put a radio show together for this, I wanted it to have a decent jingle. Since the blog was called Alt Universe Top 40, and since I still had the web address, I tried to write a jingle from scratch for the show. But because I was accenting the first syllable of the word universe, as in Alt Universe Top 40, everything I came up with sounded like it had already been used by American Top 40. But then one day, my daughter Marie was humming a tune that reminded me of an old song I had written for my band, The Trend. It was called Mama Thought You Were a Nice Girl. Here is a tiny bit of that song from our one and only album, The Trend Is In, from 1982.
Come from a real rich family. You are the prep style queen. IQ 170. And you've been in a magazine. I know the game you play.
It took me a split second to realize that the chorus of that song happened to fit the words Alt Universe Top 40. This time, the accent was on the downbeat, and the moment that the jingle came to me was the moment that the show was actually born.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
One night, a few years back, I searched the internet for a radio station from England that I had heard while spending a summer in Cambridge back in 1986. While I did not find what I was looking for, I happened to hear the show John Gannon's 60s Scene broadcast on British radio station Cambridge 105. I immediately noticed that John Gannon was the exact opposite of what seems to be on modern-day radio. What made me a loyal listener of John's? Well, he was playing a music show, but the information he provided was far more important than simply jamming the maximum number of songs into his two-hour slot. These days, on commercial radio, the hosts who actually talk always seem to be angry or fuming at something. John Gannon was, and still is, always in a good mood. And he was doing the same thing that I did with my blog by featuring songs in each show that should have been hits in the 60s. What he wasn't doing, though, was mentioning which songs should have been bumped to make room. Was What Are You Gonna Do About It by Good Question, produced by Don Smith and Jack Holder. Jack was a major part of my own solo recordings, usually playing lead guitar. Sometimes, though, he was just there in the studio, giving me suggestions about how to make my own guitar sound better. I have told many stories about Jack while featuring at least one record per show that he played on or had some connection to.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 1.
Every week we feature a song that is basically perfect. It can be a single that hit the top of the singles charts, or if it was not actually released as a single, it might be the feature track of a number one album. Wherever it came from, it has to be something that has aged well, has stood the test of time, and should be thought of as a number one song forever. We call a song like this a Hall of Perfection track.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better 'cause I'm over you. I learned my lesson and left a scar. Now I see
how you really are. You're no good, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good.
Hall of Perfection track at number one, that was Linda Ronstadt and You're No Good. That's all we have for our abbreviated show today. Please go to our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. On the site, you will see our times and frequencies of our upcoming shows. Also, if you wish to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.